Okay, our friends. So today, I have a question for you. Do you know what it's like to be something other than what you are? No, of course not. You are you. You aren't anything else. But have you ever wondered what it would be like to be something else? Like maybe, I don't know, a fly? I sure have. Yeah, and so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to look at a book called Diary of a Fly. This book is written by Doreen Cronin, and the pictures are by Harry Bliss. And before we start, I have a question. Do you know what a diary is?
Yes, of course I do.
You do?
Yes, of course I do.
Can you explain it to us?
A diary is something like you write in it, mm-hmm. and you write in it every day about every day.
You write in it every day about your days, correct?
Yes.
Excellent description. Let's do it. So today's story is read by Mommy and...
Sprinkles. Now, can you just get to the point?
Sprinkles. Now, can you just get to the point? I see.
Yes, I see them.
Yes, do you will, Sprinkles. I will get to the point. Buckle up. Ready? Here we go.
June 7. Tomorrow is the first day of school. I'm so nervous. What if I'm the only one who eats regurgitated food?
Oh my. Do you know what regurgitated? That's a big word. Regurgitated food is? I'm about to tell you, and it's pretty gross, so hold on tight. It means food that you have chewed up and swallowed down into your tummy and then spit back out. And then eaten it again. And some animals do this. Not us, thankfully.
But I'm a cat. Oh. I never do that.
Well,
no, thank you.
I don't know. I don't know, man. Cats might do that.
But free cake. You're just going out of my limit. I love free cake.
Free cake? Well, let's see if there's cake
Commander
in
this. Commander Cupcake's just like, but no, free cupcakes. Cake.
So,
June 8th. Great news. Everyone eats regurgitated food.
And sure enough, there the flies are all slurping up slurpy food. Super gross.
June 10th, things they teach you in flight class. We are the most accomplished flyers on the planet. Our average speed is 4.5 miles per hour. Leap backward when taking off. Things they should teach you in flight class. Always have a flight plan.
Uh-oh. In the picture we do see, it looks like a jet airplane can move quite a bit, but these flies can go with the flow a lot faster, can't they? They are much curvier, but they aren't super great at avoiding being hit by frisbees, it looks like.
June 12th. My parents left us with a babysitter last night. When they got home, 87 of us were stuck to a strip of flypaper. Mom says that we were a lot easier to watch before we grew heads.
Wait, what? Flies are born without heads?
I don't think about that. Wait, why does that say pick me on it?
Looks like the babysitter they picked was a ladybug, and she might have been being teased by the bugs who have stuck a piece of paper on the back of her that says, kick me. I disapprove.
June 14th. Today, we practiced landing on moving targets. I am standing on her head right now.
And we can see he is landed on her head, a girl who is swinging on a swing set.
June 15th. My school picture came out terrible. Next time, Mom says, next time, I better have all my eyes looking in the same direction.
Oh, that's right, because flies have a lot of eyeballs, don't they?
June 17th. My first science assignment is to use my five senses to observe something creepy. I chose a first grader. Disgusting.
Oh, yeah. First graders, they can be a little on the icky side, can't they?
What's he doing? What's he doing?
He's licking a lollipop and he's got lollipop all over his face. So here are the five senses as observed by a fly. See, will not fit in jar. Feel, sticky. Smell, not so good. Hear, annoying slurping sound. Taste, not so bad. So even though the kid is pretty gross sucking on that lollipop, the fly still likes him.
June 18th. Worm and spider came over today. We used a magnifying glass to take a really good look at ourselves.
And oof, there they are. So with spiders, you can see a little bit of egg. A little bit of gnat juice and some dust with milk on it. Worm has some cabbage, some orange peel, more dirt, and still more dirt. And the fly has yogurt, root beer, and ice cream. And no idea what that other bit is on them.
Man, we are filthy,
he says, and they are filthy.
July 2nd, I am making an All About Me book for my mom.
And we can see him, his first day as an egg, his first day as a maggot, his first day with a head. Oh my goodness, that means he didn't have one. And then his first day of school.
July 13th. I asked my mom why I can't have my own room like Worm.
Because you have 327 brothers and sisters. That's why.
I told her we could put half of them in the garage to save space.
Did you know that when you have one fly, there's usually hundreds more to go with that one fly of the same family? It's true. They have a lot of babies all at once.
I'm having a timeout in the garage right now,
says the fly. Because he wanted to throw his brothers and sisters in the garage, and his mom said, not an option.
July 14th. Spider's grandfather is so smart, he taught me flies were a very important part of the food chain.
You're very important,
says Grandpa Spider.
Worm sat me down and explained the food chain. That is so not cool.
Yes, flies are very important because what do spiders do about flies?
Eat them.
They do eat them, and that is the food chain that the flies will get eaten by the spiders.
July 16th, the babysitter came back last night. She brought a frog. When Mom and Dad got home, we were all exactly where we were when they left.
They're not about to move because what else eats flies?
Frogs.
July 21st. Why I would make a good superhero. I have the most powerful flight muscles on the planet. Grr. I can land upside down. I can see in all directions at once.
Oh, that's true.
I see you, spider.
Because then you can't really jump on them from behind, can you?
Mm-hmm. Spider said, superheroes bend steel with their bare hands. You eat horse manure with your feet. I never thought about it that way.
That's true.
July 22nd. Today I learned that flies beat their wings 200 times per second.
No wonder I keep falling asleep at math.
200 times per second? Wow, that's a lot.
July 23rd. I visited my Aunt Rita today. She's been trapped on the wrong side of a screen for a week. My word, how you've grown, dear.
Uh-oh. Yeah, screen doors or screens on your windows can lock flies in and out. They can't get through them, can they?
August 1st. I just know I would make an excellent superhero. I have 4,000 lenses in each eye. I can walk on walls. I can change directions in flight faster than the blink of a human eye. Spider said, superheroes save the world from outer space villains. Your brain is the size of a sesame seed. I never thought about it that way.
Oh. Yeah, he's kind of got a small brain, doesn't he?
August 2nd. Today, I told Worm and Spider that I could never be a superhero like I wanted. And Worm looked me right in the eyes and said, the world needs all kinds of heroes. And Spider said, I never thought about it that way. And neither did I.
But there he is, imagining that he is a superhero. And the world does need all kinds of superheroes. And we learned some interesting fly facts, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Did you know that a fly beats its wings over 200 times per second? That's a lot of wing flapping. If you ever get hot and you need somebody to fan you, stand with a fly in front of you. It would probably have to be a lot of flies, I suppose, wouldn't it? Yeah. Well, nevertheless, we like learning about why flies are there. They're there to feed frogs and spiders. And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.